yesterday when we were studying the wedding feast in Cana of Galilee in John chapter 2, we saw how the governor of the feast declared that the best wine had been served last. There's so many things in that lesson to understand, but what I want to point out now is that this is the first place in John's gospel where the Lord Jesus reveals a sign. Now, it's not the first miraculous thing that he did. Because of the language of the authorized version, we have it lodged in our mind that this is the first miracle. We need to remember that John uses a different word for what we would normally call a miracle. He uses the word sign. And in terms of a public authentication of his identity and his mission, this is the first place it happens in John's gospel. But it's not the first supernatural thing that he did, because in the chapter before, at the end of John 1, he read Nathanael's mind, and he revealed to him that he saw him in a place where no one was around. So he demonstrated this miraculous perception that only the Son of God could have. In this place, we see that he shows his true identity. He performs a sign by the miraculous gift that he gives. So the first thing that Jesus gave, the first gift, was wine. I wonder if you can imagine or think back upon the last gift which was given to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll give you a hint. It was on the cross. It was at the very end. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the last gift that we gave him. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Visit us at rampartpublications.com.